I'm not used to that, you know?
I know. Yeah, it's just like, it's just, we're getting into this pattern here of this cold weather, and it doesn't seem like it's going to let up anytime soon.
No,
so,
doesn't look like it.
Unfortunately. Well,
we better get ready.
You said you had a few flurries there in Independence overnight. Nothing that really stuck to the ground, though.
Nope, I don't think so. Like we talked about off air, I think it's too, ground's too warm, and we haven't had enough of it, which is just fine. We do need some rain, so it can rain. I would prefer it rain during the night so that it doesn't mess up the day.
Exactly. We got a lot of events during the day.
Yeah, that's right. But we do need some rain, but we could pass on the snow.
Yes. So, what do we have coming up? I know we're just getting into the crazy busy season, and we were talking here at the station. We're like, is that that Christmas parade this coming Sunday? I'm like, I think it is.
It is.
Oh, we got lots of stuff to talk about.
We do. We have lots of things that are happening. So, I just wanted to give a little shout out to the Alumni Organization for Leadership Independence. Tonight, they're going to be having what we're calling Leadership Refresh, and it's an event that all of the alumni and the current class members are all invited to. It's at the Country Club, and we're going to have dinner and hear from a great keynote speaker, Raquel Thiessen, from the Kansas Leadership Center. Talking points will be building for better and just strengthening your community and strengthening your leadership. And I just encourage everyone who has gone through Leadership Independence that might be listening to get involved in the alumni program. So we have been building the roster, the list, and compiling emails, and I'm hoping that we have reached everyone. But if, in fact, you are a graduate and you haven't received an email, be sure and give me a call at the chamber office and we'll get you connected, because we're really looking to get this group of leaders involved in the community in ways that for tonight when we will have a speaker come in, but also where we will have some civic engagement, where we'll all get together as a group and make an impact on our community, and not a lot of time commitment, just an opportunity to kind of get re-engaged. So be thinking about that if you've gone through the leadership program. And then I did want to point out that tomorrow we will have the live music at Dickie's, and Alicia Kay will be performing. So if you're looking for some good barbecue, head downtown tomorrow evening from 6:30 to 9 and listen to Alicia Kay. We talk about Uncle Jack's having live music on Friday nights. I do want to point out that next Friday, they will be having Tracy and the Time Travelers. So that's a local band.
Yeah.
Has a great following. They're incredibly talented. So that'll be Black Friday. So that'll be a fun way to wrap up. If you've been out shopping all day long, then you can just skip eating turkey leftovers and head to Uncle Jack's, enjoy some great live music.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then I also want to remind everyone that this is the last week to be able to go to the Historical Museum and Art Center and enjoy the photography show that's on display. The museum is located at 123 North 8th Street, and they're open from 10 to 4. They open Tuesday through Saturday, so they're open today, and the photography show will wrap up on Saturday. So that's something fun to do when it's cold and you're looking to get out and do something, maybe get out of the house, but you want to go somewhere warm, consider going to the museum. Something else that's happening this week that I think will be very enjoyable: the Independence Community College will be performing a vocal concert and an orchestra concert on this Thursday, the 17th at 7 p.m. And what's really fun about this is it's going to be at the First Presbyterian Church at 201 South 5th Street. Admission is free, as admission is always free to these college events in the theater music department, but they're asking that everyone bring a non-perishable food item to help replenish and support the Independence Food Pantry. So it's always nice when the college is able to kind of bring the college into the community, hence the name, and get us into different locations and venues that we might not otherwise sit in or experience. So the Presbyterian Church is absolutely beautiful. They have some incredible stained glass, so that'll be one beautiful concert that night. So that's this Thursday. Don't miss it. And then also this weekend, the high school drama club is going to be presenting The Nerd by Larry Hsu, and it opens Friday and will run Friday, Saturday, the 18th and 19th at 7:30 in the Independence High School Performing Arts Center. Admission is $8. Students get in for $5, and it's a comedy performance, so that would be something fun to do this weekend when you're planning your weekend activities. And then I wanted to remind everyone that this Saturday is the annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner hosted by the First United Methodist Church. The dinner will be held at Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And everyone is welcome. The dinner is completely free. It will be served from 11:30 to 1. So if you or would like to participate in that, or you know someone who would enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner, be sure and remember that that's this Saturday, along with some craft fairs. So the Women for Independence are having an annual arts and crafts fair this Saturday, the 19th, at ICC West from 9 to 3. I went to a craft fair this past weekend, and it was fun. The weather was nice, kind of get out and do some Christmas shopping. It's always fun to be able to buy things at arts and crafts fairs because the merchandise is so unique and one of a kind and handcrafted. Oh, yeah. It's fun. So think about, there's a couple of craft fairs. So the Women for Independence, as I said, will be at ICC West. And then the First Nazarene Church Women's Ministry will host a holiday craft fair this Saturday as well from 9 to 4. And it will be located at the 4-H building at Riverside Park. So an opportunity to get out and enjoy a couple of different craft fairs this weekend.
Sure, and it's always good to get that holiday shopping done early, because you know they're the people, they do it, you know, well in advance, and then there's those last minuteers who are like, you know, Christmas Eve, they're like out there
freaking out. What do I do?
Yeah. Yes. And so you feel like most people kind of are either or, but yeah, if you're one of those people who like to plan ahead, or maybe we're trying to work towards that goal of planning ahead, here's some options for you.
I know. I want to be one of those plan aheads. I'm not the Christmas Eve person, but I'm feeling a little stressed right now because every time I watch the TV in the morning or listen to the radio, somebody is blurting out how many days until Christmas, and yep, it's not enough. But we can take care of that this weekend in Independence, because we're going to have our holiday open house Sunday from 1 to 5. So what that means is that all of the stores are going to be open, and they are all decorated, ready for Christmas. They have their merchandise out, whether it be holiday gift merchandise, holiday decorations, all kinds of things will be available in the downtown area. I'm sure that many of them will have some snacks and some drinks available to make your shopping experience even more enjoyable. So be sure and go downtown for the holiday open house this Sunday from 1 to 5. You can also sign up for the Holiday Dollars giveaway. And what that means is that what that means is when you go into a store at the register area, there's a plastic container with these little slips of paper, and you just sign your name and drop it in there. And then they pick those all up and they dump them into one big hopper. And right after the Christmas parade, they draw for Main Street Dollars at Patio 210. And you can win, I think it's like from $100 to $500. They do these increments and give away this money. But you have to be present to win. And the money is all Main Street gift certificates, which means it goes right back into the community and stays in Independence, which is what we want. So open houses 1 to 5 this Sunday. Holiday Dollars giveaway you can sign up for that. And then the holiday parade will be at 5:30, and it's sponsored by Independence Main Street and the Optimist Club. And it's a lighted parade, so all of the entries will have Christmas lights and things on them because it will be dark as we make our way through downtown. And then, as I mentioned before, the Holiday Dollars drawing will take place immediately following the parade at Patio 210. So Santa will be on the last float that goes through, and then they will pull that float over to Patio 210, and they will start the drawings.
So. Great. And I think we're going to be in that parade, too. So
oh, good.
I think Shay's practicing his parade wave
okay.
over there.
So, okay, you know. Good. Got your lights on?
Yeah,
Christmas
I think we're ready. We got the car. We'll deck it out or something. We'll figure it out.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I also want to remind everyone of the Southeast Kansas Cancer Support Group. It's a chapter of Victory in the Valley, and they hold their monthly meetings on the fourth Tuesday of each month at the Nazarene Church. And this support group is for cancer patients, survivors, family members, and friends. And the next meeting will be Tuesday the 22nd. So that'll be next week at the Nazarene Church, 3167 South 10th Street, from 5:30 to 7. And if you want more information about this support group, call Cami at 620-288-0655. We mentioned a community Thanksgiving dinner this Saturday, given by the First United Methodist Church, but we will have another Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day. It's the 31st annual free community Thanksgiving dinner hosted by Egbert's at 1724 West Main Street. The dinner will take place from 11 to 2. And if you would like to donate to the cause, pies are needed and they can be dropped off at the restaurant. You know, Susie Allen can cook up an amazing Thanksgiving feast out there, but Egbert's doesn't typically make pumpkin pies and things like that. Yeah. So we just encourage everyone to support Susie and Egbert's mission to bring everyone in the community in need of a community Thanksgiving dinner. So think about supporting that. Again, it is Thanksgiving Day from 11 to 2. And then next Saturday, the 26th, Abate District 3 will be kicking off their 41st annual toy run, and anyone interested can join them for breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning at the American Legion, post 139. The American Legion is located at 1531 West Main Street in Independence, and as soon as breakfast is over, everyone will be jumping on their motorcycles, their trikes, their cars. If you have a street legal ATV, you can just jump on those and head out to Riverside Park. And that's where they're going to be driving around with all of their toy donations. Santa will bring the toy donations through, will lead the charge, I guess, through the town. And this generous group of bikers will parade through Independence, and they will end at the food bank. So again, everyone is encouraged to attend, and these toys that they will be delivering to the food bank are then distributed to the community, to kids in need. And I might just mention that Community National Bank is the location where you can pick up the Adopt-A-Family applications, but also where you can pick up a family that you want to adopt. So if that's something that you're wanting to do this holiday season, be sure and drop by Community National Bank, and you can tell them, you know, you'd like a family of five, or you'd like a single parent with two children, or, you know, you can kind of give them an idea of how many kids you want to adopt. So for instance, if you had maybe three kids in your family and you wanted to adopt a family with three kids, they'll work with you to try to make that match happen. And then, you can go out and do the shopping, and then, come back and deliver those toys back. And then again, if there's, toys that, or if there's something that's missing and a child didn't get adopted, then these toys that are used, that are donated by the toy run, will be used to supplement that. So it's important that we have all of these causes around the community helping to gather up toys so we can make everyone's holiday season happy and bright. So we were talking about the cold weather. There's an annual coat drive going on at Sherwin-Williams. So if you have opened up your closet and have way too many coats, think about, or maybe your kids have grown out of their coats, think about donating them. Gather them up and take them to Sherwin-Williams at 1802 West Main Street. And they will do a collection from November the 28th through December the 9th. And all of these coat donations will go to Home Sweet Home, Homeless Ministry, Hannah's House, and the Community Access Center. So it's a great way to get those coats back out to people
for sure.
in need.
Yeah.
Yes. ICC Fine Arts Department will present Our Town by Thornton Wilder. And this production is directed by guest artist Bob DeHane, and will run Thursday, December the 1st through Saturday, December the 3rd. And those evening performances will be at 7 o'clock, and then there will be a matinee performance on Sunday, December the 4th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. and just kind of save the date for that. We're right now just kind of getting through November sure. and Thanksgiving, but go ahead and get that on your calendar. And then
that's a great show. I've not ever seen it. It's really good. I actually did the lighting design for it in high school, so it's a really, really neat show. It's quite timeless, so I would definitely recommend that.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to get that on my calendar. Mm-hmm. And then also kind of another save the date would be the Saturday, December the 4th from 7 to 2 will be a holiday craft fair at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center, again at 123 North 8th Street. And you can get out and enjoy all that they have to offer during their craft fair as well. And then there is Beta Row Home Tour, and that is coming up. So This is always a fun thing to attend, and it's the home tour Sunday, December the 4th from 12:30 to 3:30. Tickets are only $10, and all of the proceeds from this home tour event go right back into the community, all of the missions and the organizations and causes that the Beta Rho sorority supports. They use these monies to push right back into the community. So there is a home out in Whispering Hills. Don and Jeanette Anderson and Mark and Carrie Stuckey have a home on Myrtle Street that will be on display. The Booth Hotel has a VIP Airbnb and lobby lounge, and that will be all decorated up that you'll be able to tour and enjoy that. And then the community spotlight will be Founders Place, and that's located in downtown Independence. So I'll give you some more details about that probably next week, but get it on your calendars Sunday afternoon, December the 4th, 12:30 to 3:30. It's a great way, you know, get up, get going in the morning, go to church, and then grab some lunch, and then grab your family members or whomever you want to hang out with in the afternoon, jump in the car and go and enjoy some beautifully decorated homes. And then I just want to make sure that everyone knows that ESA Beta Rho contributes to many, many organizations. I would say the list probably has 20 organizations that they support, very worthy causes, and we want to make sure that we support them. You can get your tickets at the Chamber of Commerce, Main Street, Apricot Lane, Sayers, and Creative Concepts. And so get your tickets and be ready to have some fun, be inspired. Maybe that's the inspiration you need to be able to finish up your Christmas decorations you didn't get that done on maybe Thanksgiving weekend. And then two other things I wanted to mention would be maybe just one other thing. First Friday is coming up on December the 7th, and you know, it'll be here before we know it because it's 3 weeks basically away. And it's at the Civic Center. It's 410 North Penn Avenue. It's 7:30 in the morning. And we typically have about 3 to 4 different speakers speaking on lots of different topics and things that are happening in the community. But this particular one, every single year, is all about shopping local. And we invite in all of the chamber member retailers and there's usually about 15 of them that will come in, and they each have a little space, and they get about 3 minutes to pitch their wares, their merchandise, and tell you all of the things that they have in their store that would make really good Christmas gifts. So we're going to have door prizes we're giving away that morning. We're going to give everybody who shows up a punch card that will be a 10% discount. So that like wipes the tax off the page. So that's a bonus. And but you have to be present to get the punch card, present to obviously win some door prizes. And there will be at least probably 15 door prizes given out, lots of really good stuff. And then the retailers will all be there to showcase their, as I said, their merchandise. And it's always interesting the things that you think you know that they sell, and then all of a sudden you look at their merchandise and say, I didn't know you carry that.
Sure, exactly.
You know? And so it's always a great event. So mark your calendar for December, the Friday, December the 7th for First Friday. And then following that will be December the 8th is a holiday sip and shop in downtown Independence from 5 to 7. So get that on your calendar as well. And I think between watching all the retailers showcase their merchandise and getting some really good shopping ideas and then heading downtown the very next day for a sip and shop, you should be able to get all your Christmas shopping done.
I think so.
That's
great.
It for now.
Wow. Well, always a comprehensive update here. No shortage of things going on at Independence, as I think I say every single week. But it is true. There is so much going on. So, Lisa, always a pleasure. Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back next week.
I look forward to it. And we will get started with Open Line right after this on KGGF.